The next generation of family history is here. Storied is taking family history to new and exciting places with AI, storied books, and more. With billions of historical records and exclusive newspaper publications, you can build and expand your family tree with ease. Collaborating with your family has never been easier or more affordable. Don't let your family's legacy go untold. Preserve these memories in a beautiful, interactive format that will be cherished for generations. Turn your family's journey into a stunning storied book, a keepsake to pass down to your children and grandchildren. Visit Storied today and get started for free. That's Storied, Storied.com.
Welcome to Family Tree Magazine's Best Websites podcast, the show dedicated to helping you find the best online tools and sites for your genealogy research. My name is Rachel Christian. I'm an editor at Family Tree Magazine, and I'm filling in for Lisa Louise Cook. Ancestry has recently announced a new membership called the Pro Tools membership that provides new ways for users to improve the accuracy of their family trees. This episode, I'm excited to welcome Family Tree University instructor Gina Philibert Ortega to the show to talk about what the Pro Tools membership is, what's included, and if it's worth your time and money. Without further ado, let's get on with the show. Gina Philibert Ortega is an instructor for Family Tree University, and she has also contributed to Family Tree Magazine, both the print product and the website, many times in the past. So we're excited to have her here today. Welcome to the podcast, Gina.
Thanks, Rachel, for having me. I love being on the podcast.
Well, we certainly love having you. So today we are talking about Ancestry Pro Tools, which is a new membership that Ancestry recently announced. Could you give us an overview of what the Pro Tools are and what it includes?
Absolutely. You know, this is a little different than probably what we're used to, because a lot of Ancestry products are additional subscriptions like newspapers.com. But this actually is something that you add on. It is a $10 monthly fee. You do not have to be subscribed to it for, you know, months on end. You know, you could cancel it after a month, for example, or 6 months. So it's not a yearly annual subscription. It is basically some advanced filters and tools that you can use with your Ancestry tree. However, you do have to have a paid subscription to Ancestry. You can't get it otherwise. And right now, it's only for U.S. memberships. So it is something that's still in beta, so I think you need to keep that in mind when you use it. But I would probably describe it as advanced tools. So things that you can do to analyze, to find people in your trees, to better visualize your family history.
Right. I see that advanced filters are one of the features that comes with this membership, one of several. Can you kind of walk us through the other tools that are included?
Yeah, there's actually kind of four categories, right? There's advanced filters, like you mentioned, and this actually is something in their All People search that allows you to find people based on something like a location or everybody who was born on a certain date, something like that. But they also have a charts and reports feature, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is the ability to go ahead and download various charts. Now, you've always had that ability. These are different charts and mostly descendancy charts that you can change who is the root person, and it can go up to about seven generations. There's also a maps feature, which allows you to look at your tree in a different way. You can look at where your direct line ancestors, where their events are happening. You'll see a map with circles and numbers. And so you can get a good idea of, okay, where is everybody being born, or where is everybody being married, or why is this person way over here and they only have one event there? So it's just another way to visualize your family tree. And then probably, I think, the feature that most people are going to really want to start using is the tree checker. So basically, it checks your tree for errors. Now, as you know, and when we do the Ancestry course on Family Tree University, one of the laments we get is that people have accepted hints that were not for their person. They were new to genealogy and entered information that was incorrect. They have duplicates. There's all kinds of problems that you notice once you've been doing genealogy for a while. Well, the tree checker helps you with that. It goes through your tree and it provides you a list of possible errors. Now, I want to heavily emphasize possible, because just like Ancestry Hints, this is kind of AI, right? It's artificial intelligence. It's not a person telling you, oh yeah, this is an error. So keep in mind, it's looking for things like possible duplicates. It's looking for missing information. So it's looking for that kind of stuff, but it can be wrong. So it still requires you, just like hints, to go through and check whether that information is correct or not. And I know some people online have done that and found errors in the errors. So it is something that I think a lot of people are going to want to use. But like I said, just like the hints, you're going to want to make sure that they are errors and that you're not introducing additional problems into your tree.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to keep in mind. The fact that these errors, just like hints, are machine generated based off of criteria that they see and not an individual person reviewing your tree. I think that's a great tip.
Well, and I'll tell you, some of these new features in the Pro Tools, you can't print. Some of them allow you to obviously the charts and reports you can print. But some of the other features, like the filtering through all people, you can download as a CSV file or a spreadsheet file. I think, like with the tree checker, the nice thing is it gets you thinking about, you know, going back and making sure your work is correct. And it helps you to identify what may not be correct. I know for me, mine came up with about 200 errors. And, you know, you think, oh gosh, she should know better. But it did identify something that doesn't appear to be an error. It did identify stuff where I have information missing, which happens with research. So I think it's a nice tool to remind us what work we still have to do.
Well said. So speaking of the tree checker, I know there are similar tools out there. I think of MyHeritage and their consistency checker, which, if I'm not mistaken, is just something that comes with their regular subscription. And online, you know, I've seen people compare the charts to similar options that may be available through something like Family Tree Maker. So how do you think the Ancestry Pro Tools compare to maybe similar functionalities that exist elsewhere and maybe don't cost as much?
You know, this is a good point. And like you said, a lot of people are pointing this out online. So you're absolutely right. In fact, I'll tell you, the charts and reports, there's some problems in my opinion. The charts and reports in the Pro Tools doesn't tell you when it was printed. It doesn't tell you who printed it. And there's no source citations, even though there's source citations in your tree. So, you know, it's not perfect. And if you have software, genealogy software on your computer, you can do better charts and reports on your software program. So you're absolutely right. And just like you said, MyHeritage has a feature that checks your tree. Genealogy software typically has it. So these aren't new features. They're just new to Ancestry. And they're based on, you know, feedback people have given to Ancestry. Hey, we need this and this. So that brings up an important point. Is it worth the 10 extra bucks? Because obviously you're paying for the subscription. You can't use this if you're not. And, you know, you might be paying for other subscriptions like newspapers.com and Full3 and so forth. You know, I think it matters what you want to do. If you want to just use the chart feature, I don't know that that's worth it, to be honest. because there's better chart features. You can print charts from your ancestry tree without Pro Tools. They're just different. So I don't know if that's worth it. The tree checker, you know, that is a nice tool to have. And if you have a very large tree, you're probably not individually going to be able to find mistakes. So that's a nice thing to have. I really think when you go into using Pro Tools, know that it's in beta. So that means it could change. It could improve. They could drop features. You know, you just don't know. But the nice thing about it being in beta is on almost all of the pages, it has in the lower right-hand side a little feedback link. So you can say, hey, why aren't there source citations on the chart? I need that. Or, you know, whatever you want to give your feedback about. That could improve the product. The second thing I think you need to consider is you might want to just use it for a month and get rid of it. You know, have some goals to why you want Pro Tools. And then, you know, check it out and see if that works for you. You know, if you just want the tree checker, use it and then move on. I could see, for example, the advanced filtering that allows you to bring up every person in your tree and then add filters like tree tags, for example. You could filter through all your tree tags that you have customized or that are already there as part of Ancestry. So, for example, when the 1950 census was being released, I did tree tags that said 1950 census for every person who I knew would be in the 1950 census. So I could filter and have a list of all those people. Or I could do I'm going to do a one place study and I am going to look at all my Arizona people in Snowflake, Arizona. I could do a filter of everybody who had something in Snowflake, Arizona. So there's things like that. I think you should have some goals to what you want to do and then use this feature for those goals. It's not going to do you any good if you're not using it for a month or two. So really think of it as some advanced tools that can help you analyze and do better research, and then you decide how you want to go from there. It is a monthly add-on. However, you do have to unsubscribe from it at least 2 days before it renews. I wrote down what day mine renews so that in case I wanted to drop it, I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good tip. So I think what you're saying is that you can get the most out of it and the most out of your money if you develop a strategy beforehand and dedicate a month to going through those errors or creating those filters.
Absolutely. And also keep in mind, we talk about this in the Ancestry course. Ancestry has a section called support. And often you can just Google, you know, like Ancestry Pro Tools support and you'll find the pages, but it's up in the help in Ancestry. And they have taken each of these Pro Tools and explained how to access them and what you can do. I would heavily encourage people to read that so that you know how to access these things. Because one of the things I've been noticing is some of the tools you access from one point, but others you access from multiple points. So for example, the tree checker, you can access the tree checker and see everybody who has possible errors in your tree. Or you can go to an individual's profile. So the way you do that is you go into your tree, you find your ancestor, you click on them and go to their profile page. And up at the top right of their profile page is an exclamation mark with a circle. That's the checker for that person. So you can either tackle it from an everybody in your tree view or from individuals that you are currently working on. So, you know, there's different ways to access these things. It might take a little bit of a learning curve. So that support, those support articles can be helpful.
Excellent. You mentioned the fact that the new charts might not include source citations, which is a sore subject. Are there other features or functionalities that you hope Ancestry rolls out in the future or adds on?
one of the things I keep hearing is people saying, well, why do you need to print out charts? And they don't see that as worth, you know, worthwhile. I actually think it is worthwhile because it's a good way to share with people and leave something behind for them to look at and correct and add information. So, you know, and I've been doing genealogy since, you know, the time we did use paper charts. So I think that is a worthwhile feature. I would like to see them improve that greatly and not think of it as something like, oh, maybe it's only old people use this, but really think about how it can be used by people who, you know, might need it for family reunions, for example, or just a visual to see when they're traveling to repositories. I would like to see that a little bit more robust. You know, it seems a little ridiculous to me the way it is now. I think the other thing that I would like to see more of is the map feature I really like. I like the idea of visualizing where things are happening. I think this is very similar to, it looks very similar to your DNA map, actually, on Ancestry. So I like that a lot. And I would like to see those two maps for the DNA results and for your tree be kind of combined, which I'm assuming they might do eventually. So I would see that to be a little bit more robust. I really see these features as a way to rethink your genealogy and to analyze. And although it's called Pro Tools, I think that's almost a misnomer because being a pro means that you're doing the analysis, but you are using tools. I think people need to not think of this as something only professionals would use, but think about how it can help you to do better research and to correct those things so that your tree is more accurate. I think I just want to see them continue to improve these features and get that feedback. You know, I think Ancestry, they developed this because of feedback. So hopefully people, as they use them, will say, well, why didn't you do this? And help with that.
You make a really good point about the fact that people might want to create charts for specific occasions. That's another instance where I can see someone signing up for Pro Tools for a month to, you know, prepare these different charts and things for reunions or research trips, like you mentioned. I think that's another great use case.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, you could do that for a new baby, you know, adding them to a chart or a wedding or something like that. You know, today, as it stands right now, there's two different types of looks, and they're not really that pleasing, to be honest, but I could see Ancestry could add some templates that would make that a feature people would want to use and print or send as a PDF. They could really improve upon that, and I don't think that would take too much, though. I'm not one of their programmers.
Well, in any case, we should encourage our fellow genealogists to request those things that would be useful to them because it may take a while, but who knows? They might deliver in the future.
So. Well, absolutely. And, you know, right now, like I said before, this is only available to U.S. subscribers. So as things are added, then it will be hopefully available to their international members. So keep that in mind. And like I said, because everything is beta, I'm sure we are going to see quite a few changes as people use them and interact with them.
Yes, that's a good point. I do expect that we'll see interface changes and a variety of other tweaks as they continue to refine things. All right. Well, thank you, Gina, for joining us. I know that I'm excited to go in and poke around Ancestry Pro Tools, see what's going on. Thank you, as always, for joining us and sharing your thoughts on the subject.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of the Family Tree Magazine Best Websites Podcast. You can access the show notes for this episode by visiting familytreemagazine.com/genealogy-podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode of the podcast. And until next time, have fun climbing your family tree.